This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. In the week before Ohio's primary, about 20% more voters were requesting and casting Democratic ballots than Republican. It's a swing the opposite way from the 2016 primary, when interest in the GOP presidential race surged. I spoke with the chairman of the Democratic Party of Lorain County, where the shift has been among the most significant in the state. Lorain County remained Democratic in 2016, barely. It wasn't until the provisional ballots were counted that it ended up in the handful of counties in Ohio that went for Hillary Clinton. Tony Giardini, the Democratic Party chair and a member of the Lorain County Board of Elections, watches early voting numbers closely, and he didn't like what he saw early in 2016.
In the Republican primary, I saw voters asking for Republican ballots at double what, or close to double what Democrats were asking for.
And just to clarify, in Lorain County, which is traditionally Democratic.
A Democrat county. That made me real nervous, and it turned out I was right. Lorain County went basically 50-50 between Trump and Hillary, and you could see that level of enthusiasm way back in April of 2016. I'm happy to say that I'm now seeing that same thing this year. We're outrunning Republicans 2-1, and we both have primaries, so it's not like we've got a primary and they don't have a primary. We both have primaries, and yet we're running 2-1. And by the way, we're bringing in more early vote, absentee vote, and early votes everywhere in the county, whether it's the townships, which around here tend to be more Republican than Democrat, or the southern part of the county, which tends to be a little more Republican. We're seeing it.
Are these new voters? Are they voters who went over that way in 16? They're coming back?
I don't think they're mostly new voters. I think they're mostly voters who are coming back.
Is immigration a part of the discussion here with particular intensity because you have a much larger Hispanic population?
Yeah, you're correct. It is, and it does. Even if you're not an immigrant, I guarantee you, if you're of Hispanic descent, Puerto Rican or Mexican, you have some very, very strong feelings about the issue, and you know somebody or a member of your family or a member of your extended family is being impacted by what I would consider political gamesmanship that's being played with the immigration issue. And although Puerto Ricans aren't immigrants, they're U.S. citizens, how we have mishandled the rebuilding of Puerto Rico, I think, has really irritated them. They're understandably and justifiably upset. And when it gets when it comes to the Mexican community, I don't think I need to explain that one. It's just outrageous.
Yet, I remember in the fall of 2016 attending the Hispanic Convention, and first guy I talked to as we were walking out the door, mm-hmm. he said, "My issue is abortion.
Yeah,
I will support Donald Trump." So it's not an
only
issue.
It is absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I mentioned that most Hispanics tend to be Christian. Some are evangelical. Many are evangelical Christians or Catholic, and I'm Catholic. And for some of them, they feel so strongly about their religious views that that's a deal breaker for them. Always has been, though. That's not something new. I suppose only when things get really, really bad. You know, in 2016, they were kind of guessing at what Trump would do. In 2018, they know what he will do and has done.
That's Tony Giardini, chairman of the Lorain County Democratic Party. The early voting numbers from the Secretary of State's office showed more Democrats requesting and casting early ballots, both in person and by mail. Early voting ends at 2 this afternoon at boards of elections throughout the state. Regular voting hours are 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at local polling places. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.